It's 88.5 FM, Sky Daniels, joined by Chrissy Hind, two former Northeast Ohio expats. The fire is burning in you, woman. The set you just performed.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's good.
You still good feel it, don't you?
Yeah. I can't swear. Yes, I do. Yeah, we all do. We love it.
And that's another thing. You know, I've read recently a couple of things have entered into the equation. Your children grew up. It's funny how that happens.
I did what?
Your children grew up.
Oh, yeah.
And now you kind of feel a sense of a certain amount of liberation where I can go on the road.
Oh, absolutely. It's great. Empty nest. Bring it on.
And so it's allowed.
Although I do have grandkids and I love them, so I really miss them. I mean, I miss my kids, but you know.
I don't know.
I have to do what I have to do, you know. Well, the world needs to rock.
And you did a great job. You mentioned the band. And the band, obviously Martin's been with you for the whole run. The band, you find players.
Yeah, I do.
We just had Johnny Marr in the studio last week, and he still pinches himself. And you know how humble Johnny is.
Yeah,
he pinches himself about how you thought he was good enough.
Oh, he's amazing. Well, you know, he was one of the guys that grew up playing James Honeyman Scott's riffs. James Honeyman Scott, our original guitar player, he was so influential. And because when he died, we didn't make too much of a fuss out of it because we're not like that. I never felt he really got his due. But I keep meeting guitar players, you know, from Johnny Marr to Charlie Sexton, everyone loved Jimmy Scott. He was a big influence.
And I'm impressed, obviously, the repertoire that you've put. How do you, when you're doing a festival gig and you have so much to choose from, are you mindful, I'm playing to a big crowd?
Yeah, you know, we actually did, I think, four new songs today, or maybe, you know, which is a lot from the last album when we have like 35 years of stuff. So we do stuff that, and we try to cater to the audience because they bought the ticket. That's why we're here. So we try to sneak in a couple new ones. We got away with a couple in the beginning before anyone knew what was going on. And then we, you know, I love that film Dogtown so much.
Yeah.
And I watched that again recently. I forgot we had a song in it, Bad Boys Get Spanked. I must have approved it 40 years ago, whenever it came out. And I was so thrilled. And so we pulled that one back out. We thought we'd do that here in California.
But that's a fun part of now. You know, we've had so many artists, Tom Petty, Et al., they've realized at this point I have fans. They know every song, and they love when you do what you just talked about.
It's hard to tell because, you know, and obviously we've been touring quite a
festivals
lot.
Festivals versus a theater.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to play stuff that people know because they don't want to sit there and watch, like, what's this? I know. I've been in the audience more than I've been on stage, so I know what I want.
And that's the heart of a fan speaking.
Absolutely.
You're still first and foremost a fan.
More than anything, absolutely.
You mentioned both the solo album, two records back, and the last album. You got to work with another Akron guy.
Dan Arbuck. Amazing. I love him. You know, what I love about him the most is he's just a great guitar player. And, you know, I love guitar players. He could play in the Pretenders if he wasn't busy, if I didn't have James. In fact, they've played together. We've done some shows together. But Dan's just, he's a legend. Very old-fashioned. He's very old-school in his, in the best possible way. He hasn't
good
thrown
tradition.
Everything out. Yeah, he really gets it. Side one, side two. He loves the right music. When I say the right music, he goes really back to the sources and... He's just such a pleasure to work with because he's just nothing bothers that guy.
What did you see? This is a weird question, as only a Youngstown guy can ask a woman from Akron who I still don't, I can't get my head around that. At a tender age, you said, that's it, I'm going to London. I was afraid to go into Pennsylvania from Youngstown back then. Do you see an Akron sort of sensibility when you work with someone like Dan?
I think I'd left Akron before he was even born, so I kind of. I mean, that's not why we got together, but I mean, that was kind of a cool thing that we can relate to certain things. We never met in Akron. Actually, we did. I think we crossed paths. Neither of us live there anymore. But I suppose there is a sensibility. And the more, as you get older, when you go back to your hometown, you know, you leave it for 30 years and you don't even want to know about it. But when you go back to your hometown, I think, this is true for me and many people I've spoken to, there is a resonance there that you feel when you get there. And whatever your experience it was, it just still feels like home to you. So it's...
Well, what's the future holding for you? Are you going to get ready to make another record, tour? What's all the play?
Same thing. James and I are writing the next Pretenders record. I got some other odd thing, jazz dub album coming out probably the beginning of next year. And we'll probably tour some more. You know, we like doing this. So if we could get, you know, maybe half of the year off, just to break it up a bit, because you can't get... If you did it all the time, it would become kind of mundane, you know. Right. You can't be that guy.
Well, it was anything.
You got to stay loving it every minute.
It was anything but mundane tonight.
Oh, thank you.
The fire, as I said, still burns. You know, it's now where when you play a song that I don't remember in one chord, I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, now I remember. It was great. The set was great. The crowd was great. You look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You rock still with a fire.
Thank you very much.
And we really appreciate you stopping to say hi and get caught
up. Pleasure.
It's
great to see you.
It is.
Really good to see you.
It's good for us both to be seen. I mean, we're at that point where it's like, it's good that the fire still burns.
Of course.
It's Chrissie Hynde live on 88.5.